Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 19th, 2014. In today's podcast, we're talking about redistribution of wealth. That is a popular topic these days. Pope Francis is on board, having said recently that he thinks government should redistribute wealth. Many people agree with him. They want to say in how much each has and how much the limits of human production are expanded, are restricted. Far be it from me to criticize or second-guess the Pope. But did Jesus ever advise the government to send armed men to the property of others to take it by force and redistribute it to another? And yet, that seems to be what some people want. Perhaps we should look at how wealth gets to be where it is in the first place. That might lead us to understand that government is already doing a pretty good job of wealth redistribution. Mr. Timothy Geithner, former Secretary of the Treasury and former head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, on the cover of New York Times Magazine a week ago and Sunday Times, hyping his new book he calls Stress Test, in which he makes an argument for the success of the TARP program, or Troubled Asset Relief Program. The TARP program is where the federal government redistributed several hundred billion dollars from the U.S. taxpayers to various too-big-to-fail banks and other corporations. See, folks, that's how money gets where it is. Government takes it, and they redistribute it to people, more favored people that are better qualified to have it than we are. Mr. Geithner, now claiming the federal government is starting to make money on the TARP program. But one thing is for sure, as columnist Doug French said, quote, people in D.C. are taking your money and deciding who wins and who loses, end quote. What these people are deciding is which company goes bankrupt and which company gets bailed out, which company gets a little crony assistance from time to time. They're paying off the people who help keep them in power and sending you the bill, that is, the hypocrites who are in power, the ones who complain constantly about the 1% while all the time making the income gap worse. As Bill Bonner and Addison Wiggin wrote in their new book, quote, The New Empire of Debt, they are the richest people on the planet, but they have come to rely on the savings of the world's poorest people just to pay their bills. They routinely spend more than they make, and they can continue doing so indefinitely, they think. They go deeper and deeper into debt, thinking they will never have to settle up. They buy houses and then mortgage them room by room until they have almost nothing left. They invade foreign countries in the belief that they are spreading freedom and democracy, and depend on lending from communist China to pay for it, end quote. It's us they're talking about there, folks, Americans. I suppose we are the real redistributors because we have refused time and again to vote out of office those who have allowed the Federal Reserve to set the nation on this extreme inflationary course that now appears to be unstoppable. Unstoppable because the Federal Reserve has created mountains of excess cash and low interest credit to cover the budgetary deficits and excesses of the federal government, thus creating bubbles in stocks, bonds, housing, student loans, and personal debt, so that the American public is so mired in debt they can't take on anymore, and consumer demand winds down at the same time inflation eats away at the purchasing power of each one of us and outpaces wages. Inflation fuels itself after a while because it is unwise to leave money in cash. Who wants to do that? As the government continually erodes the purchasing power, we have to invest in something more risky, the financial markets, rather than just watch it evaporate. A sound currency is best because then people could save a little each month, confident that their nest egg would be there regardless of what happened on Wall Street. But we don't have a sound currency. No, we have a flexible currency. So Pope Francis can rest easy because the federal government is way ahead of him on the road to redistribution. Government takes our money, our labor, by force through taxes, and they use our money to buy the votes that ensconce them in power. The Federal Reserve eats away at the rest through inflation. It doesn't have to be that way, folks. No, it doesn't. We could still vote for change. It doesn't have to be that way, but nevertheless, that's the way it is. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.